Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, Monday, we're starting Masechet Pesachim. So it's a new limud. Mm-hmm. We're finishing in Mitzvah Hashem Erevin, Agos Kinyan, and we're starting Pesachim. As a matter of fact, I looked at the Cheshbon, we're going to finish Pesachim in the middle of Rosh Chodesh, in the beginning of Nisan, or the end of Adar, before Pesach. So that means you're learning the ganz Masechet Pesachim, including Arvei Pesachim, going into Pesach, learning Masechet Pesachim. It's a game changer. It's a Dovah Godel Moed. It's Hashem next week, Monday.
So I didn't get a gemur of the Erevin.
Zog the Mishnah. Machzirin tzira tachtoin b'mikdosh avaloi medina. Tzira tachtoin is the lower bolt. A door has two bolts. There's a lower bolt that it goes into a hole and a higher one. Two holes. Instead of going horizontal, it goes vertical. There's a bolt that's on the top and a bolt on the bottom, meaning a stick that goes into a hole and that locks the door. Now, doing this in the mikdosh, the tzira tachtoin, is only an ised rabbonon. It's not an ised reisa. And because we hold Einshus b'mikdosh, so mele it's mutter. Einshus b'mikdosh. Rashi, as a matter of fact, learns that Tanakama learns that be'etzem yesh binyam istir b'kelim. Because it's a clear. Tzira tachtoin is talking about a box. We're not talking about a door like we did before. Made a mistake. Before we're talking about a bolt of a door. This mission is talking about a bolt of a box, of a utensil. So in the mikdash, you had, for instance, a box where you stored the keteris in, where you stored the levoina, the melach. So that box had a bolt. So you're allowed to put the bolt back on the box and be noil it, because even if you hold yesh binyam istir b'kelim, but ain't supposed to be mikdash. And in mikdash, it's mutter. That's how Rashi learns. Machzirin tzira tachtam b'mikdash avaloi b'medina. Since b'medina, there's an issa drabonon, an issa shvus, it's a gzeira because you might be tekeya. You might make it very tight, begarzen, and you over makam bepatish. So, but b'mikdosh ain't shvus b'mikdosh. B'medina there are guys on exerid rabbonon. So b'mikdosh it's muta, and b'medina it's also. V'elyoin. However, the upper part of this bolt, which even in the mikdosh would be considered an issa deraisa, so then it's going to be also in the mikdosh also. The elyon kan v'kan oser. What's the issa by the elyon? The elyon zogt Rashi is boina, because since Rashi explained the beginning of the sugya, yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. So in Mela, when you put the elyon back in, even in the mikdosh it's also because yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. In the tachtoin, the reason why it's mutter in the mikdosh, it's only exera shem yitoka. You might come to hammer it in and put it tighter. So that's only exera. Exera in the mikdosh, we're not going to shvusim. Anything that's tzorich avoida, that's what Rashi says, design. We're talking about a box that's used for the levoina and the keteris and the melach. So it's tzorich avoida. So ain't shvus by mikdosh, no issa drabonis by mikdosh, that's necessary for avoida. So by mikdosh it's mutter. Mashenk in the elyon, which is a boina, even in the mikdosh it's also. That is how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosis right away argues on Rashi. Second Tosis, Zok Tosis, Pirush Bekuntus, the Kosova Yesh Binyan B'Stira B'Kelim. And that's why the Elyon is also even in the Mikdosh. Dal Shira V'Teva Mikdosh Komer. We're talking about a box, Kelim. V'Teva Fakteisvis, Otto Masisin Gebe Shammai, Be'ez Hillel, Ein Binyan B'Stira B'Kelim, Fak Be'ez Debeya. Why was that kind of mission like Be'Shammai? After all, it's Machlokes Be'Shammai Be'Zillah, Kong to Be'Zillah and Be'Be'ah, Chavez, Ain Ben Yisrael Be'Kelim. So why is that kind of like Be'Shammai? What another kasha, V'Oid kasha, the Gemara, Gabi Elyon, we'll see soon in the Gemara, we'll see that Gemara in a second, but let's see the bottom of Tezis, five lines from the bottom, V'Nira L'Ri, Da'afilu Tzira Elyon, Hu D'Rabonon. Even the Elyon is D'Rabonon. Aye, so why is it us in the Mikdosh? Ain't Shvus B'Mikdosh? The Shvus G'doyle Kozeh Lo Yitiru B'Mikdosh. Zoktesa Grosi Yisoid is going to be used throughout the Sugya, a very strong and large and big Shvus, even in the Mikdosh V'Gozru. This is called the Shvus G'doyle. The Elyon is called the Shvus G'doyle. V'tuva Ashkon Lo Yitiru B'Mikdosh Konsidra Kanem in the Tilosan De Nedechus HaShabbos. We see certain Shvusim are us in the Mikdosh also. Yisoid is like a Machlegis Rashi Tesis. Rashi learned the Sugya. Yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim according to Beis Shammai, and it's only a shvus when it comes to the tachton, and the elyon is boina mamish. Zok Tosfos, why is that said Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai holds yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. Elamai, it's not because of kelim. It's not because of binyan v'stira. It's a shvus taka. But this shvus is also in the mikdash. That means the elyon and tachton.
That's what Rashi, how is he going to answer that? Why is he going like Beis Shammai?
Two kashas on Rashi, correct. You have to answer Rashi. Correct. Now the Mishnah continues as follows. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Ha'elyon b'mikdash v'atachten b'medina. Reb Yehuda says, the Elyon b'mikdash v'atachten b'medina. Reb Yehuda is more makel. Reb Yehuda ha'taka holds, and that's what Rashi learns, ain binyan v'stil b'kelim. Since there's no binyan v'stil b'kelim, so the Elyon is mutter even in the mikdash, because ain binyan v'stil b'kelim. So the most that it is a shmos. According to Tosfos, it's mutter, because according to Rashi, I mean, it's mutter, according to Reb Yehuda, because ain binyan v'stil b'kelim. It doesn't differentiate between what type of shvus. Rashi learns very simple. Reb Yehuda holds Elyon b'mikdash is mutter, because ain stil b'binyan b'kelim. And v'atachten b'medina, the tachten, he says, is mutter in the medina also. That's not even an issur d'rabbanon. He takes everything a step further. Tachten is not even an issur d'rabbanon, so it's mutter in the medina, and Elyon is mutter in the mikdash because it's what's it called? It's ain binyan v'stil b'kelim. And being like Basil. That's good, right? So that's why Rashi is not so schwer. There is a machlokes in this Mishnah. Rashi learns this Mishnah is a machlokes Beisham Basil. Tanakama and Ben Rabbi Yehuda is like Basil. It's not so schwer. Mishnah is like Basil, it's like Beisham because it's another part of the Mishnah. In the Chami, that's you ask how you can answer to his kasha. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Elyon Mikdash why ain bin yevistil bekelim and the Mikdash it's takamuta a shvus. It's not a binyan. It's only a shvus. Even the Elyon. And he doesn't say Shvus Godel. And Tachten is even Mutter in Medina. It's not even in Nisid Rabbonon. So it's Mutter even in the Medina. That's what Rashi learns. We'll see how Tosfos learns when we see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Tzir Dela Shira Teva Migdol. When you have the bolt from a box means a utensil, the Tautlin. That's Kalim. Tzir of a Dela Shira Teva Migdol. Be Mikdosh Machzirin. In the Mikdash, you're allowed to put it back with the ancient Shvus Mikdash. The Medina, Doichakin. That means in the Medina, you're not allowed to put it back. But you could do is Doichakin. Doichakin means it did not fall out of place and you're putting it back. Doichakin just means you stopped it from falling out of place. You had Doichakin back before it fell out of its place. That's Takamuta in the Medina. But Einachami Machzirin is Takos in the Medina. Vo Elyoin. Oh, what about the Elyoin? Kan v'kan lo yachzir. Now, the Elyon cannot be returned even in the Mikdash. So we learned before, the reason why the Elyon is Osir is because Rashi learned the Elyon is Osir because it's Binyan Mamish, and Tosfos learns Elyon is Osir because it's Shvus Godel. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Gzeiro Shemi Yitoka. V'im Toka Chayiv Chatas. Now, Toka means you take a hammer and you bang it in. That's called Makav Patish. What's this Gzeiro Shemi Yitoka going on? So look at Rashi. Rashi says it's going on, not going on what we just said. It's not going on Elyon. Zok Rashi, Shema Yitoka, right before the lines get wide. The Dibar Masa before that. Shema Yitoka. Shema, no. The Dibar Maskil, Shema Yitoka, before it gets wide. Not the very wide. Shema Yitoka, Zok Rashi. Shema Yachzikena b'makova yisav a'gazen v'ava melocha. V'atachtoina Umebedina koi. It's going on the tachtoin. It's not going on the elyoina. Why? Why can't it be going on the elyoina? Exega. Dia elyon koi. Ume mikdash havale shvus. Because what's the whole word? It's exega shami yitoka. In the mikdash, according to Rashi, there's no shvusim. There's no xeris. Shvusim amuta. Ain't shvus mikdash. It doesn't say the chiddush of Tosfos shvus godlu. Dia elyon koi. Ume mikdash havale shvus. So Rashi learns this Gemara suddenly. Gzeira Shemi Yitoka v'imtoka Chayim Chat is going back on the Tachten. We're explaining why the Tachten is a drabonon. It's a Gzeira because you might come to take a hammer and bang it. But the Elyon, that's not the reason. The Elyon is Be'etzem Boina. That's what Rashi learns. Now look back in Tosfos, in the middle of the Tosfos of Elyon, V'oit Kosha. Next to the word Davcho Beis, Ve'oit Kosher, the Gemara Gabe Ve'Elyon Kamekan Oser Shemi Yitoka Dochak Lefarish. Rashi Mutcher to explain this to referring to the Shemi Yitoka Koy Al Tachton, the Elyon Loya Oser BeMikdash, the Shvus BeMikdash, VeDochak Golu. Suddenly the Gemara changes gears. We're talking about Elyon Kamekan, and we say Gzeir is going back in the Tachton. VeNira Lachin. That's what Tosfos says in Yisoid. Da Afilu Tzira Elyon U'Drabonon. It's Taka Gzeir even the Elyon. The shvus gdoyle kazeh lo yitir b'mikdash. A very big shvus is also in the mikdash also. V'tuva ashkon lo yitir b'mikdash. Like we find other things, shvus gdoyle. So that's the essential of machlokes, how to learn the gzera. Rashi learns gzera is going back in tachton. Tosfos says gzera is going in elyon. And shvus gdoyle is also b'mikdash, certain shvusim. Then the braisa finishes off. Shalbor v'shal dois. If let's say the bolt is from a bar, which is mechubel karka, not metaltalin, v'shal yitzia lo yachzir v'mikzer chayiv chatos. This is already boina mamish. When it's mechubel karka, it's not a question of binyan mekelim. That's considered boina. So v'hirim hichzir yitaka chayiv chatos. Zok the Mishnah. We're holding the Mishnah dafku beiz amid beiz in the middle of the amid. Machzirin retoya v'mikdosh aval loy medina. A person has a wound. Now, a koyin has a band-aid. You showed me a band-aid. If a koyin has a band-aid, he can't do that voida. You know why? Steht in posik velokach. Und velokach meant directly with the hand without any chatzitza between the hand and the kelim. So, velokach, he can't have a chatzitza. So, if he has a retoya, he has to remove the retoya. He do that voida. Now, what about when he removes it? Could he put it back on? If they're going to tell you you're not allowed to put it back on because of Xerah Shrika Samonim or because of Memachek, you know what's going to happen? He's not going to take it off in the first place. Either he won't do the Avoida or he'll do the Avoida B'chatzitza. So we made a special dispensation. A Koyen in the Mikdosh, not because ain't Shvus for Mikdosh. Putting back a Retoya might be an Issa Deraisa. Which Issa? The Issa of Memachek. The reason why we're Machzer Retoya, the Mikdosh, is because he tiru soifa mishum tchiloson. If we're going to say, you're not going to put it back, he's not going to remove it. He's not going to remove it. He won't do that voida. Or do that voida b'chatzitza. Depends what kind of koyin he is. But the pasuk says he won't do that voida. So if you don't do that voida, so we said, you're allowed to put the band-aid back. Zok du mishnah machzirin gotoye b'mikdosh, avaloy b'medina. In the Medina, we say it's osa. Because in the Medina, you remain with the Gzera. What's a Gzera? Shema Yemorach. You might come to Shmir, and Shmiring is a Metolda of Memachek, which is Amelocha. So in Mela, your reason why Nala be Machzir Toya is because of the Pram of Memachek. Rashi calls it Gzera Shema Yemorach. And that's Moichik. And that's one of the Avos of Melochas. So Machzir Toya be Mikdash Avaloi Medina. That's also in the Medina, but Mutan the Mikdash. Because he too was Sefer Shem Tchilosan. Avo zok the Mishnah in betchila kan bekan oser. If it's upshot, you're returning the band-aid. It's betchila, meaning you want to place it the first time around betchila. So then it's also in the mikdash also. The only reason why we allow it in the mikdash is sofer mishum tchilosan. If we don't allow you to put it back, you won't put it on. You won't take it off. Here we're talking about putting it on in the first instance. That we say is in the mikdash also because of memachek. When do we matter in the mikdash? Sofer mishum tchilosan, but not to go lechatchila. The chatchila van is also. Now, Tosa says, "Machzir retoy b'mikdash pirsh b'kuntres gzeres shem yemarech." Because he might come to be memachik. Aval leshchika samonim lekel mechash. Rashi doesn't mention the problem of refuah. Shchika samonim might come to crush pills. Came in the me'etmal hava alvei. Since you were wearing this already the day before. That's not called a shrika samonim. Shrika samonim is only to do something mitchila. I'm taking a medicine. I'm doing something medicinal. That's a gzer of shrika samonim. But something that was already on beforehand, there's no gzer of shrika samonim. So putting it back would not be shrika samonim. It would only be memarech. The kosher factor is a kasha. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Isha yoytze bepilpul of a galgir melach. She's allowed to wear a necklace with a type of medicinal melach or pilpul vim nofal. And if it fell off like taxes, she can't put it back on. We just said something that's on already. There's no gzer of shrik samonim. Vamai came into kachav alvei. Why is there shrik samonim? V'yesh loymar. The awesome timer. Levisha niras kamosh miskaven lohoytzi lechutz. Over there, it's a new reason. Over there, it looks like she's doing being moitzi. The reason why she can't put it back on is not because of shrik samonim. It's only because of looking gzera. It looks like he's being moitzi. V'osi lemishkoitzo. That's what Tosis learns. V'rabbi Yosef pirush l'shem l'shom atam that einich nam the reason shrik samonim. V'chein nisifaz b'shmaitin. Our sugi, you can learn both. Sai memachik and sai shrik samonim. V'noket retoyer l'revusa. And the chiddush in the band-aid is the avkav dikel mechas shchikas samonim ulemiruach. Even though there's tuch shoshes, shchikas samonim and memachik, machzirim b'mikdash. You're allowed to put it back in the mikdash because he tivus sofim shum tchilosan. So that's the Mishnah. Machzirim retoyer b'mikdash v'lo medina im b'tchila kavekan osa. Zog the maton rabbonon. Retoyer shepirshem l'gabim mako machzirim b'shabos. A retoyer Tanakama says if it's totally off, it's on the floor, you're allowed to put it back on. You're allowed to put it back on. Now, the reason why the Tanakama of in this brayso holds mutter, Rashi explains, is because it's milsad lo shchicha v'lo gozer rabbonon. Your whole gzeir is shchicha samonim. We don't make a gzeir in something that's shchiach. That's shchiach for a band-aid to fall off. It's on. Reb Yudah Omer, it depends how much it fell off. Huchleka lemato, if it only slipped a little lower than where it's supposed to be, doicha lemali, you can slip it back up. Or lemala, if it slipped about higher where it's supposed to be, doicha lemati, you slip it back down. If it's totally off, Reb Yudah says you can't put it back on. But if it slipped and you want to put it back in its place, that you're allowed to. Umegala miktsas aratoy, you can reveal part of the wound. Umekaneach piyamaka, and you can clean off the wound if you remove the band-aid a little. And then you do the other side, meaning slowly you slip it away to clean, and then you put it back and you slip the other side off. But you shouldn't be mekanech the retoya itself, because it has the cream on there, and if you clean it, you'll come to be memarek, which is memachek. And if you're memarek, you chayv chatos. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, halachik Reb Yehuda. Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel says, halachik Reb Yehuda, that means the only time you're allowed to put the band-aid back on, if it only slipped higher or lower. But if it's totally off, you're not allowed to. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, this machloikus between Tanakam and Rav Yudah is loishonu ela shapir shal gabe kli, is when it fell off, but it didn't fall on the ground. It fell on a utensil. It's on the table, it's on the chair, it's on the bed, it's on the pillow. That's where there's a machloikas. Is that considered mutar asa? What's the yisur of machloikas? Rabbanon look at it that it never fell off. Since it's not on the floor, it's like it's higher and lower. Reb Yudah says, when is it mutar? When it's only a question of slipping higher or lower, you can put it back. There's no gzeir on that. Rabbanon take it a step further. Even if it's on a kli, it's considered higher or lower. But when it's totally off, then everyone agrees that it's asa. Everyone agrees it's asa when it's on the floor. Zog the Gemara, Omar Mar, Barav Ashi, have a kamina kamei Abba. Mar Barav Ashi says, I was in front of Abba. Abba means his father. Mar Barav Ashi means in front of his father, Rav Ashi. Noflo le abe sadya. That means the band-aid fell on a pillow. Now we had before, just now we had a machloikas, that the machloikas is by Kli. And we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that it's also. So the ma'isa was that it fell on Beisadya, it fell on the pillow. V'koma hadalei, and he put it back on. Now, if you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, if it's on the pillow, we say that it's also. Aminalei, I told him, loisovalei ma'al lohodom agavchizem achloikis shepirshal gabi kli, ava pirshal gabi kaka osur. So this was pirshal gabi kli on the pillow. So how did you put it back on? Didn't we just say that halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, my Shmuel said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? But Omar Shmuel, look at Yehuda. Omar Li, loy shmieli, kloyme loy svigali. That means I did not hear it. Not I didn't hear it. I don't hold of it. I'm all machzik. Ich hab es nicht gehört, weil ich halt nicht von dem. That's what he said. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns, you know what I don't hold of? Loy svigali, the psak of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda paskent, that the halacha is... I'm sorry. I don't hold the Rav Chizda that says the machloikas is by nofel ala kli. I say the machloikas is by nofel ala karka. By nofel ala kli, according to everyone, you're allowed to return it. It's like it slipped. If it's fallen the kli, we look at it like it just went up a little or down a little. So mela, I put it back. Even though it's on the pillow, I put it back because I look at it like it's just lamala lamato. That's why it's mutter. But ain't a chanami. If it would have been on the floor, I wouldn't have done it. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Because I hold the machloikas is by ala karka, not ala kli. That's how rational is the sugya. Tosis argues in that. And Tosis says that lois svirale means I did not know I don't hold that the halacha is like Yehuda. You said Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says halacha like Yehuda. On that I differ. I hold halacha is loisvigli. I don't hold halacha like Yehuda. So Meilu the machlokes is taka al gabei kli, and I pass like a bonon, and that's where I turn it because it's only us ala karka. Shh. Zok the Mishnah. Koishrin nima be mikdash avloib medina. All these Mishnahs are talking about gzeres. Koishrin nima be mikdash. You're allowed to tie a harp. If you have the Levium had a harp, they played the musical harp b'shas akovas akabonis, the Levium. So let's say one of the strings of the harp snapped. So you're allowed to tie it again and make a kesher. I a kesher is also the reason why it's mutter in the mikdash. Zogt Rashi, because machshire mitzvah shlo yochal asoyse me'etmol amutorin. Since even though it's a melacha, let's say it's a kesher. According to Eliezer, machshire mitzvah doicha Shabbos in Mila, right? You're allowed to bring the ismol even though you didn't bring it before Shabbos because it's doicha Mila's doicha Shabbos. So the machshire Mila doicha Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, that's a pshat over here in Tanakama. Koishre nima b'mikdash avloy medina. There's no machlokes over here. Koishre nima b'mikdash. The reason why the nima is muter in mikdash is because machshire mitzvah that you couldn't have done before. It only snapped on Shabbos. You couldn't have tied before. It's doicha Shabbos. You need this for the avodas hakarbonos. Now, it's not the carbon itself, but it's machshire carbon. It's machshire mitzvah. So machshire mitzvah, even if it means doing a kesher, is muter on Shabbos. Now, it's only machshire mitzvah in the mikdash, obviously. It's not machshire mikdash in the medina. Machshire mitzvah doichem. Kreish geniem b'mikdash avloi medina. V'im b'tchila kan dekan oser. In b'tchila means, meaning, I could have done it yesterday. It's not machshire mitzvah that yef shal asoysen. It snapped before Shabbos. That means you're doing it l'chatchila on Shabbos when you could have done it yesterday. So then avad it's oser in the mikdash also. Then it doesn't fall into the category of machshire mitzvah yef shal asoysen yef Shabbos. So then it's oser in the mikdash also. Frek de gemar ulemino. Nimas kinor shenifseka lo yakoish rela oinva. If you have the nima of the kinor that snapped, you don't tie it at a kesher, but only an aniva. Aniva means a bow. So we see clearly we do not allow ksira, like we just learned in the Mishnah. Enter the Gemara loy kasha, a few terutzim. First eretz is horabonon horab Eliezer. That is a machloikas rabonon rab Eliezer. Meaning, rab Eliezer and famous rab Eliezer, the Mila holds machshira mitzvah doicha Shabbos. So mele you do kshira. Rabbanan that argue on that, they say only aniva is muta, because kshira is taka also. Aniva is not an issa deraisa. So that's muta in the mikdash, because ain't shus for mikdash. Ho rabbanan ho rabbeliazah. The braisa that says aniva is going to rabbanan. They don't say machshira doicha. Zog di gemara, loy kasha rabbanan rabbeliazah. Le rabbeliazah do machshira mitzah doicha za Shabbos, koishra. Le rabbanan dami ein doichen, oinva. Frekt ich morgen, ihr Rebeliezer, if it's going contra Rebeliezer, I feel like Chachila Nami. Rebeliezer doesn't say only EF Shalas Soyson. Rebeliezer holds, Machshir Mitzvah Deucha, even if it's EF Shalas Soyson. So then, why would it be Osir Lechachila? Rebeliezer says, you'll have to make Promin, which is a Machshir. You'll have to do Lechachila things even. So Frekt ich morgen, if it's going to Rebeliezer, it should be Lechachila Muta, even if it could have done it before. Ella Zakma new teretz, loy kasha. The pshat in the brayse that says oinvo and the mishnah says koishro is loy kasha. Ho Rabbi Yehuda ho Rabbonon. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda holds that koisher and oinv is the same thing. Both are av melacha. There's no difference between kshir and aniva. Rabbonon holds there's a difference. So according to Rabbonon, they pick the best of both. Do aniva. According to Abir, it doesn't make a difference. Kshir and aniva is the same thing. So the Braisa that says aniva is according to Rabbonon, that differentiates, and the Mishnah is kosher, because kosher and oinva is the same thing according to Rabbi Yehuda. So come on, loy kasha. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbonon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, kshir and aniva is the same thing. That's the Mishnah kosher. And according to Rabbonon, the machal between kshir and aniva. So that's why the Braisa taka says only oinva. Frek de gemore of Rabbi Yehuda, alibe de man. According to which sheet is Rabbi Yehuda going? We have a machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim, the Gabi Machshir and Mitzah, are Deucha Shabbos or not. So, Al Kochoch, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, that hold Machshir and Mitzah are Deucha Shabbos. Because according to Rabbanon, Machshir and Mitzah are not Deucha Shabbos, so then you can't be kosher the strand at all. So, Zog to Gemara, Dafkuv Gimelom and Aleph, I Alibe de Rabbi Eliezer Komar, and Rashi says, Kloy ma kaman svile be machshirin al kocha k Rabbi Eliezer svile.
Obviously, he holds like a Eliezer because according to Rabbanon, don't be kosher. You're not allowed to be kosher. So if he holds like a Eliezer, so then afil lechatchila nami. So then kshira should be mutter lechatchila. Not just if it snapped and tore on Shabbos, because if you hold like a Eliezer is mati even by efshel lasoyis me'ef Shabbos. So and Rabbanon holds that it's also by even by efshel lasoyisom. So the fact that the Mishnah is mechalik, the Mishnah clearly says machshira mitzvah are mutter, but only by efshel. That's not like a Eliezer, not like Rabbanon Pashtus. So who's this like? So if you hold like a Yehuda, if you hold like a Eliezer, so it doesn't coincide with the Mishnah that says that it's also lechatchila, meaning only by efshel. And for the Gemara, Elo loikasha leolam. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why it's not a steer between the Brais and the Mishnah is loikasha horeb Shimon horabonon enu machloikas. Reb Shimon says only oinvo is muta, and Rabbonon say even koishro is muta. And Rashi explains that what's pshat in this Rabbonon, Zogd Rashi, the Masnissin is like Rabbonon that say that koishro is muta. They argue Reb Shimon, va'amri, koishro, the svilik rabbeleza bechada. We tackle all the kabbeleza the machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos. Ukoim b'shi efshel la'soisa me'etmol. Only when it's efshel la'soisa, then machshir mitzvah doicha. Kurektoni, like it says, shenifzik lo nima b'kinoiroi. It's mashmei Torah on Shabbos. Only then machshir mitzvah doicha. Upligi alei, but they argue in Ebeliezer, b'she efshel la'soisa me'ed yoim, when you could have done it before Shabbos. Hilkach, and that's what the Mishnah differentiates, b'tchilas taka osa. So we're saying that the Mishnah is like Rabbonin that argue in Ebshimon and say kshir is muta, like Ebeliezer, but only like Ebeliezer when it comes to machshir mitzvah, that's efshel la'soisa. But not like Ebeliezer when it's efshel la'soisa. Why do we not mechalik this chilek between holding partially like Ebeliezer only by efshel la'soisa? Why don't we say this in Rabbi Yehuda before? Why do you have to come on to the chiddush of Machlokes Rabbanon Reb Shimon? Umikore zogd Rashi ki ava mukmin lo ki Rabbi Yehuda my time lo shenin hochi. We don't want to give this teretz. Mishum de lo yishamin behedi di isle ha'isvora lemilfik ben efshel li efshel. We don't find a tana that's clearly mechalik between efshel and lo efshel. Over here we find it. We ask the question. Here we find clearly it says that it's only nifskal nima bekinar on Shabbos. So then it's mutter, because then it's efsha. So that's what we talk and say. The chilek is ha rabbonon ha reb shimon. Zok di gemara lekasha ha reb shimon ha rabbonon. The tanya. Ben Levi shenifskloi nima bekinor. If the nima on Shabbos tor, so it's efsha lasoisim ef Shabbos. So then Rabbonon say koishro because machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos. That's not lechatchila. That's only by efsha. Reb Shimon oimer oin veReb Shimon only is mate aniva, and that's pshat in the brayser. Now to the third shita. Reb Shimon meloza oimer afi eina mashmasas akoil. If you're going to do aniva, or if you're going to do kshira, you're not going to fadin anything. The sound that emanates from the instrument after the aniva or the kshira is not the real makoil. It's not the real ashmas akoil that's supposed to be. So emela, you're doing in naught, whatever you're doing is in naught, because you're not going to have the mitzvah at the end of the day the way it's supposed to be. Ella, but rather, what do you do? Mishalshel milmato v'korech milmalo, or mishalshel milmalo v'korech milmato. You untie more of the strand, like you have by those knobs of a guitar. You give more string. You let loose more. Instead of tying a tear in the string, you let more string loose, either from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top, and you wrap it more around it without doing a ma'aseh kshira or aniva at all. And Rashi explains the reason why aniva and kshira, according to Reb Shimon Lozer, is not an Eitzah. So Rashi, afi imi oinvoi koishra, eina mashmas akoil. You're not going to have the regular hashmas koil that usually emanates from the instrument. V'hoil v'kshira nami amalochi, ho adifat shat shmias akoil, v'toib lo nechalas ha-shabes b'shil shuloi, l'kai mashmas koil shir shalavim, milchal shabes b'kshira, shi amalocha, v'lo nikai b'shul mitzah, to lemotzi me hashmas koil. If you're going to do this chil Shabbos, whatever the heter is, because of machshir mitzvah, you're not going to do it if you're not going to have the hashmas akoil. So why do a kshira, which is an amalocha, you might as well do the shilshul amalocha of the tikkun mana versus something which you're not going to have the hashmas akoil at the end. So that's why you're mishalshul mamata lamalo. V'iboyseim, the Gemara says another teretz, hova ho rabonon, meaning that both the Mishnah and the Brais are according to the Rabbonon that are mati machshir mitzvah by efshel la'soisoi me'etmol. So why is it here? Oinu, why is it koishra? V'loi kasha. Kan be'emtza. The Mishnah is talking about where it tore in the middle of the strand. So mail over there, you need to have a strong knot. So the only thing that's going to help is a kshira. And that's the kshira in the Mishnah. And that's why you're mati kshira, because that's where you fix it. Mashenkin kam in atzad. The brisa that says aniv is enough is only turned aside. On the side, it doesn't have to be such a strong knot. It's enough if it's a bow, if it's an aniva. And that's the difference. The Ibo is saying, the final tells in the Gemara, hova hova emtza. You're both talking about it in the middle. And in the middle, the chayu, you need a strong knot. And on the side, where you don't need a strong knot, over there, Rabbanu would never matik shira, because over there, you don't need it. But hova hova emtza. So, and we taka going back, the mishnah is like Rabbanu, and the brisa is like Reb Shimon. And even Reb Shimon Be'etzim agrees that Machshir Mitzvah Doichim Shabbos. Just Ma'asovah Gazrinon, U'Ma'asovah Le'Gazrinon. Meaning, are you going to Emtza Otsu Min Atzad? If you're going to allow the Kshira to take place in the middle, you might come to also do a Kshira on the side. And on the side, you're not allowed to do a Kshira because over there it's unnecessary. So Reb Shimon holds Gazrinon Emtza Otsu Min Atzad, so you don't allow a Kshira on the middle. Only Naniva. Rabbonon hold that no, that in the middle you ought to make a kshira, and when it's on the side, you'll make sure to make an aniva, and over there you won't make a knot. So you're not going to one or to another. Zog the Mishnah choitchin yabeles b'mikdosh, aval loy b'medino. When you have a yabeles, you have a wart on top of the animal, and you want to be makiv the animal, so as long as it has a mum, you can't be makiv it. You have to remove the yabeles. So you're allowed to be choitch the yabeles only b'yodai, meaning, not with kli, because a kli is already considered a regular melacha, but in the mikdash, a shvus is mutter. But yoda, it's considered a shvus, and ain't shvus be mikdash. That's like kalachayad. So kalachayad is mutter, because it's a shvus only, and that's why it's not a derisa, it's a rabbonon, and ain't shvus be mikdash. Avaloi be medina, makshenkin be medina, it's an isid rabbonon, even with your hand, so it's also be medina to cut off the abelis. Ve'im be kli, and if you're coming to do with a utensil, then kamakan also. Then in the mikdash, it's also an isid derisa. Both are an isid derisa, and then it'll be also in the mikdash also. So now, what's the aside of the issa when you attack her, remove it? So Rashi says that the melacha is melechas goizes. Now, even though goizes usually is by wool that you shear and it grows back, zok de michas chinuch that it's shayach melechas goizes even by a wart, because the aside in goizes is not just dafka, something that grows back. Even something that doesn't grow back, but the fact that it's the derech to be goizes it, it's derech to shear the wool, and it's derech to remove a wart, so memela that's melechas goizes. Even though it's not something that be'etzim grows back. Others say that no, the issa is like netilas neshama. You're removing something, part of the body. It's causing dam. So that would be the issa of the melacha that you're doing, that it's kamikan also. Kalachayad, when it's biyodoy, so then it's issa derabonon. But it's not issa deraisa. But when you do it bekli, then the issa is either as goizes or as netilas neshama, meaning regular chabur that you're making. Zok de Gemara Uhaminu. Oh, this is a hakdome to the next mesechta, to Psochim. Hel kevoy. When someone is carrying the Korban Pesach, even though you're carrying it in the Shus Rabbim, which is the Issa Hoitzah, Vahavosoy, Michutz Tchum, or you bring it out of the Tchum, Vechatichas Yabaltoy. And it says clearly the Chatich of the Yabaltoy, Ein Doichin. It's not Doichin Shabbos. That means the Melochas are not Doichin Shabbos. Rabbi Yazoyme, Doichin. That he holds that even machshir mitzvah doichin Shabbos, but a kaponim Tanakama holds that all these melachas, assuming it's with the hand, are not doichin Shabbos. Yet the Mishnah says clearly that the chatichas yabaltoy is mutter because it's tzorich hakrova and it's ain't goes in shvus mamikdash. So it seems like a stira. The Mishnah by Yos says that kalachayad you're allowed to be ain't goes in shvus mamikdash, you're allowed to remove the abelis. And the Mishnah in Psochim says that the Chatichas Yabalta ain't Deichin Shabbos, even if it's Biyodei Pashtas. And for the Gemara, it depends what kind of Yabalas it is. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, give two different terutzin. Chad Omar, Hovaho, Belacho. That means both Mishnahs are talking about the Yabalas is Lacho. Lacho means it's soft. It's wet. It's moist. So it's a chelik of the goof. It's not something that's dried up and it's not part of your skin anymore. So in Mela, both are lacha v'loy kasha. Kan biyad, kan bekli. There's good for the difference. The Mishnah by us, it says that it's mutter because it's only in the Shavuos the Rabbanon is talking about biyad. By saying in the Mishnah Pesachim, it's talking about bekli. So Mela then takets in Issa goizes. Zog d'mor v'chad omar, hova ho biyad. We're both talking about biyad. So why is it us in the Mishnah Pesachim? V'loy kasha, hova lacha ho biyavesha. Our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha. And Yevesha, it's takamuta biyad. Because of Yevesha, it's not part of the skin. It's like dry skin, so it falls off. So it's not called Maitse Goizes. It's not called Ktsitsa. Mashiach in the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about Lacha. Now, if it's Yevesha by us, so why is it only muta biyad? Avdem Zoktaises, Hobalacha, Yevesha, Masisim Yevesha, Vafilo Ochi Askinon Bekli, the shvus godlu. That even if you say ain shvus b'mikdash, and that's what's mutar b'yad, but shvus godl is also. So once you utilize a kli that makes it into a shvus godl, that would not be mutar even by yevesha. Mashenga the mission psochem is talking about lacha, and by lacha it's taka osa even by yodai. Now over here in the sugi that we're saying that shvus godl lo yitir afilu b'mikdash, it seems to imply that the reason why shvus godl over here is osa is because it looks like a mlocha deraisa. Since you're using a kli, even though lamais it's on the yevesha, but since you're using a kli, so it's curved that you're going to come to an issa deraisa if you use a kli on a lacha. So the kli makes it a shvus godl that you might come to an issa deraisa. That seems that's the issa of the shvus godl. Shvus godl means it's more ichlef. Be'issa deraisa, so that they were not mati even in the mikdash. Now the Gemara finishes. Lamanda Omar hobiyad obekli. The terrace that differentiates between the two mishnayos, one is biyad and one is bekli. My time lo Omar hobalach obiyevesha. Why don't you say they both biyad and the difference is lach or yevesha? Omar loch yevesha afilu bekli na mishogi. If it's yevesha, then it's nothing. It's not part of the skin. Then it should be muti even bekli. So my time yifruch yifrucha because it falls apart. So then it's bechal not part of the goof. So mele that should be muti even bekli. Uleman do amah b'lachah b'yevesha. The teretz of lachah yevesha. That the difference is the mishnayis and psochem in here. My time lo amah b'yad b'kli. Why do you say the difference is yad and kli? Omaloch b'kli hotnan b'kli. What's the chiddush? We know this already. State b'fesh in the mishnah in b'kli v'kamikan osa. Why do you have to tell me that the mishnah in psochem is talking about b'kli? State behed in our mishnah b'kli is osa. It says kamikan osa. So what if they say it again in the mishnah over there? Zogmov idoch the other man domer that does differentiate that psochem is bekli, he'll tell you horik toni hosom. The fact that it says over there again is mshungaboy iflugi rabelias v'rabonon, because over there is a machlekes rabelias and rabonon that the machlekes rabelias and rabonon that we do not have over here, so that's why it mentions it again over there. That's over there in the mishnah. It says that havosoi yabaltoi herkeftoi is not doicha and rabelias are medoichin. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshir mitzvah doichin Shabbos, so we want to bring the side of Rabbi Eliezer that says that it's muti even bekli even by a lacha. If he holds machshir mitzvah doichin Shabbos, even by efshal asayisam. Zok the Gemara v'idoch. Why does this other man d'omer that's mechalak between lach and yevesha? Why is he not coming to tell us the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer? Zok the Gemara do me der kefta v'avosim chutzutchum katoni. Meaning we're comparing it to the other things that are mentioned over there. And just like over there, it's the Rabbonon, it's Rabbonon the Kedin. So mainly we're talking about, because Chutz HaTchum, we're going now, Tchum is the Rabbonon. And we're talking about that it's not an Issa Deraisa. So since we're talking about Issurei the Rabbonon, so mainly the Tzitzi Abelet is talking about an Issa Rabbonon too. That means it's Biyad and not Bekli. So that's the Chilik. So because Bekli, it's not an Issa Deraisa, then it's not like the other things mentioned. Zogdom of Idoch, the other man, Omar, that is Mechal between Kli and Yad. So, it says the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about lacha bekli. So, lechayr, it's not like the other ones. So, the moment, no, it is like the other ones. Hey, kevoy, the loik rabnos and doma chaynois is atzmoy. Meaning, it's not like rabnos and it's chaynois is atzmoy. But rather, chay is also nisa deraisa. It's kevoy is considered you're carrying. Vahavosi michutz etchum, kiraba kivadoma etchum in deraisa. So, it's similar, it's also a deraisa. We'll stop over here in the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Yosef.